All right, Monday Morning Podcast, where we talk about our favorite morning show topics from this morning, one apiece. Chelsea, usually you go first. I will let you do the honors.
Yes, I want to talk about my question of the day because I think it's great.
I agree with you. I think it is a great question of the day.
So do you allow the kitties to have as much candy as they want, or do you kind of regulate it and say 2 pieces a day or whatever? When I grew up, I believe it was 2 pieces a day, and that's all we could have.
I think I was 3. But it was regulated. And what the thing about candy is, it really doesn't go bad all year.
That's
so
true.
We had a candy drawer.
Yeah.
Did you have a candy drawer?
Yep.
And then then after dinner, you could have one piece of candy. So, I mean, that lasted you till.
So it lasted you the whole year.
Like March. Like March. Because we could only have one piece. And you'd be surprised how long I could make a fun size Snicker bar last.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you know how long it takes me to eat an ice cream cone?
Yeah, it's
like,
annoying.
I could make it last for a long time. So do you regulate what your kids have, or do you let them go hog wild with that? I'm not a parent. I don't pretend to be one yet, but I would recommend the regulation if you haven't decided on where you land on that. Now, Facebook is where you can let us know your thoughts on the question of the day. My favorite story we talked about this morning, because nobody got hurt, was this satellite falling out of the sky. So a company knew that they were going to pull a satellite out of the sky after 200 hours at 65,000 feet above the Earth. And the problem was weather ended up causing them to have to change where the landing was going to be. So they decided to pick, the quote from their press release said, during this planned descent, we wanted to land in the U.S. Weather conditions resulted in an early soft landing in a selected rural area. See how they put the word soft in there to try and take the word crash out of it?
Yeah, not so much.
The problem was it landed in a live power line in this neighborhood in Michigan, and 911 had to be dispatched, and they had to close off all the roads because when you have a satellite fall out of the sky 65,000 feet above the Earth and it lands in a live power line, as Chelsea said during the show, you have yourself a problem. So again, because nobody got hurt, I just thought it was amazing. What happened was about 8:45, a woman named Nancy Welke heard the crash.
Shout out, Nance.
And then her husband, Dan, they were about ready to let their horses out, and all of a sudden they heard this big crash. They look over, and there's the satellite in multiple pieces on their property.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how this stuff occurs, but that's all right.
It's probably like a couple of phone calls is all you'd have to do to let people know, right?
That, like, you should probably get out of your house.
Yeah, like run for cover. We have a satellite from 65,000 feet falling out of the sky. Just want to give you a heads up.
In your neighborhood.
Just to give you a heads up there. All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow for Tuesday.